This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Secretary of State certified election results today, setting the stage for Colorado's electors to meet at the Capitol next week to cast ballots for Joe Biden. Jenna Griswold says the election was smooth and secure despite efforts to sow misinformation.
We're going to have to continue those efforts in combating false narratives, both from foreign adversaries and domestic elected officials and other domestic actors.
Meanwhile, some Republican state lawmakers are demanding an investigation into Colorado's election system. The First Gentleman of Colorado was discharged from the hospital today after being treated for COVID-19. Marlon Reese was diagnosed 10 days ago, as was Governor Polis, who drove him home this morning from UC Health in Aurora. Denver's pop culture convention is canceled for the second year in a row because of COVID-19. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
Organizers announced Monday that the event, where fans dress up as comic book and movie characters to meet industry bigwigs, won't go ahead as planned in May 2021. Denver Pop Culture Con 2020 was also canceled because of the pandemic. Organizers say it wouldn't be possible to hold the kind of event people expect given the impact the pandemic has had on their budget. 2019's festival drew more than 100,000 fans. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
64 in Denver, 66 in Pueblo, 43 in Vail. This is CPR News.